Chapter 4 Into Mashugana. And it came to pass that Murray went forth to the land of the Mashuganites and found his cousin Lenny, son of Abihu, son of Elihu, son of Zehu, son of Tophu. And Lenny, though he did have a master's degree in comparative literature, did indeed labor behind a team of 12 oxen. And Murray told Lenny all that the Lord had said unto him. And Lenny thought about it, and said unto Murray, I will follow you because it is better to walk behind one ox than 12, and because the smell here is exceeding strong. So Murray and Lenny went out among the Mashuganites at the town gate, for it was a gated community and very exclusive. And Murray remembered the promise the Lord had made to him, that the Lord would be with him, and that his words would be like fire. Wherefore he stood before the people and spake, Hear ye the word of the Lord! And he waited for the Lord to fill him with his spirit. But all he felt was a light breeze. And after a while, the crowd grew restless and the people murmured. And Murray's knees did smite each other and his loins loosened and his tongue cleaved to the roof of his mouth. And when no words came to him from the Lord, he spake the only thing that came unto his head, which was, Let there be light. Go forth and multiply. Buy low, sell high. Floss regularly. And the townspeople were glad for these teachings and clamored for more. So Murray said unto them, Turn away from evil. Be charitable unto the poor. Love the stranger, though not on the first date. Always get more than one estimate. And he took questions and signed autographs. And from that day on, he preached again and again to all who...